USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Mississippi is prepping for more floods. The Pearl River, which leads into the mouth of the Mississippi Sound, is predicted to crest on Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves urging residents to get sandbags to help minimize the destruction.
So far, MEMA has deployed 126,000 sandbags in preparation for the flooding. Local officials are in charge of distributing those sandbags.
Officials say it could take days before the waters recede. A man evicted from a Houston apartment building shot five other tenants, killing three of them Sunday morning after setting fire to the house to lure them out, police said. Police officers fatally shot the gunman. The incident happened about 1 a.m. Sunday in a mixed industrial residential neighborhood in southwest Houston. Police and fire crews responded to the apartment house after reports of the fire, according to Police Chief Troy Finner. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
On Face the Nation Sunday morning, the fallout continued from Friday's release of a redacted affidavit outlining the justification behind the FBI's retrieval of classified documents stored at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan weighed in.
It's never happened before with a former president. The very first day, I called for more transparency, and I thought it was a good idea for the Attorney General to finally come out and make comments. I thought it was a good idea for them to release some of the information on the affidavit.
Russian artillery fired at Ukrainian towns across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant overnight, local officials said on Sunday, adding to residents' anguish as reports of shelling around the plant fueled fears of a radiation disaster. Russia's defense ministry said there was more Ukrainian shelling of the plant over the past 24 hours, just a day after Moscow and Kyiv traded accusations of targeting Europe's biggest nuclear plant, which has prompted grave international concern. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Police in Texas arrested a woman who they said shouted racial abuse at four Indian women in a viral video telling them to go back to India. This is a hate crime in accordance with Texas law, police in Plano, Texas said. The incident may also be a hate crime based on federal law, and we're working closely with the FBI and the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division on this case. In a video of the incident, which was shared on social media and got millions of views, the woman was seen shouting racist comments in a parking lot at a group of four women of Indian origin. Hey, what's that I smell?
It stinks in Edinburgh. That's because there are piles of trash in the streets of the Scottish capital. Garbage collectors have been on strike for more than a week. Public Health Scotland says that the piles are threatening the health and safety of the public. The warning comes as garbage collectors in a London borough walked off the job over a pay dispute. The UK has seen waves of strikes this summer affecting the public transit system and possibly primary schools and nurseries next month in Glasgow if a strike from council workers goes ahead. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For many Americans, electric vehicles are alluring up until the point that they are thinking about taking it on a long trip. A full charge on an electric vehicle is more likely to get them around 200 to 300 miles and could take upwards of 15 to 30 minutes of charging before hitting the road again. Well, in a report released this week, government researchers said they found a way to charge electric car batteries up to 90% in just 10 minutes. It's still 5 years in the making, though. This is USA Radio News.